Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Welcome, 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 as we are coming to the end of 2021. Now, I don't know what year you're listening to this in, what the state of the globe is, this little blue marble that we're all sitting on as it hurls around the sun trying to catch up in orbit, as the moon surrounds us. And I think the other day I read somewhere that NASA said that we do have two moons. And as we sit here in this celestial galaxy spinning on this little blue marble at a speed that is unbelievable, it is the 221st year that we have kept track of. But of course, we have no idea when everything started, and we have no idea when everything will end. And this time of year tries to kind of have us reflect and look back and think about things. And if this is your first time tuning in, yes, you have tuned into the right show. This is a show about manifesting your miracles. This is a podcast that teaches you everything that you need to know to align yourself with the highest and the best version of yourself. You see, I'm a manifestation expert, an author, a guru, a teacher, a counselor, and very importantly, a life coach, manifesting life coach. I teach you how to transmute your energy. I teach you that you have everything you ever need. In fact, if somebody were to say, Michelle, what is your superpower? By looking at my degree or looking at my accreditations or looking at my successes and looking at my wins, you might say that my superpower is manifesting. But the truth is, my real superpower is tapping into your energy. By you showing up here right now, you manifested me. I'm here for you and only you. And in this show, I teach you how to fall in love. with that bitch motherfucking
badass person in the mirror. He, she, they, them, her.
And it's important for you to know that I, Michelle Juanita Lamont, and tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to the vibration of your abundance. And in every single episode, you'll hear me reveal and discuss and talk about the things that I teach to my coaching clients. And guess what? That means you. Every single week, twice a week, you get to tune in. Now listen, at this point in time, I have nearly 90 or over 90 podcasts recorded. You could listen to one extra every single week. You listen to 4 a week right now. Every day, you could listen 7 days a week, twice a day. The other day, I had somebody message me on Instagram and says that her and her son listen every single day. If that's you, babe, thank you. And thank your son, too. And I know you guys are sharing this podcast because, boy, is it growing. I love logging in and seeing these numbers just fluctuate. Because every time that you, yes, you, I'm talking to you right now, that hit play. I'm talking to you who are pretending that you don't know what I'm talking about. Every single time that you say yes to you and listen to another episode of Manifesting Miracles, you are creating a life of your dreams and desires. You're aligning yourself with your worthiness. You're setting your tone for the day. You're imagining what life will be like on the other side. And on the other side of the coin, on the other side of the pillow, on the other side of debt, on the other side of bondage, on the other side of heartbreak, on the other side of loss, on the other side of abuse, on the other side of desperation, is you. And as deep and as powerful and as profound as those fucking feelings are, the other side of those feelings are just as deep and just as wide and just as profound. And so each and every week, I dive deep, hoping and praying to touch something inside of you that aligns with this energy, that charges it up, and then inspires you to share this podcast with everybody you know, because that is your karmic debt to this process. You see, the God source energy, the universe energy, the one verse that loves you the most, cares that you spread this joy to others. That's why I started the podcast. Of course, I also started it so I can help more people and reach more people, and more people can take my courses and my classes, and I can meet more people, and I can have love by more people, and I can love more people, because ultimately, my first secret weapon is honestly showing you how phenomenal you are. I want to light you up. Yes, you might had respect or admiration for my ability to do that, but really and truly, it's all about you. And I would say that the second thing that I pride myself most in is understanding that we need each other. I need the audience to fulfill my desire to spread this energy throughout the planet, to the Maharishi effect of the energy, or the, you know, Ho'oponopono theory. I don't know. But whatever it is that you're in alignment or out of alignment with, this is the place and this is the show and this is the time and this is the season. Don't let the days on the calendar, the months on the calendar, be an indicator of when you're going to start working out or when you're going to be fit or when you're going to be happy or when you're going to be successful. Now, if you're listening to this and this is March or April or May and you're like, oh, I don't have the Christmas spirit. I don't have the Hanukkah spirit. I don't have the Kwanzaa spirit. I don't have any of these holiday spirits. And there's probably Diwali. No, that's in October. A lot of holidays, lots of religions I probably missed. And I apologize if that offends anyone. But whatever your vibe is right now, I want you to understand that there are two vibrations that are dictating whether or not you're flying free in this reality or whether you're in bondage. And it might seem like the opposite is true. It might seem that what you're doing is really creating the manifestations. And it might seem like you think that you know that you're on the right track. So let's get into it. And congratulations for showing up for yourself. There's nobody in the world that you should be cheering for greater than you. And I'm cheering for you very loud over here. Over here at Manifesting Miracles, every day I pray for you. I do. One of the things I say in my prayer is, so when I wake up, I get on my knees and I say, God, allow me to serve one person today. Allow me to enter into their energy and see what you see in them. Let them see that for themselves. Allow me to serve. Allow me to serve. And by you sharing and recommending and posting and putting in chats and in people's ears and eyes, you're doing just that. So today we're talking about whether you're collaborating with the universe
or you're manipulating or forcing the universe.
And a lot of people can say that they're manifesting manifestors and they can listen to the in every single episode. I could give you an example of how something has manifested into my life. Every single day I manifest something. And even if it's just peace, even if it's just quiet, I manifested it. I manifested it. You know why? Because I believe that I'm a vibrational match to it. But for a long time, I didn't see it that way. And so when you see signs, you're in a collaboration. So what does that mean? So you see these repeating numbers. You're driving in your car and the license plate in front of you is 333. And then you're driving down and you take an exit and you look up at the billboard and the billboard says, call 1-888-333-2222. And you're like, wait a second. I take this exit all the time. I never saw this. When you see physical signs, you ask to see a butterfly, you ask to see a ladybug, you ask to see a blue glass, you ask to see black banana, you ask to see blue polka dots on a red dress. You know, these are the signs that are saying, like, you're calling it out, we're answering, we're calling it out, we're answering. And you think about somebody and then they call you and you are like, damn, I got some juju going on right now. At least that's the way I would describe it. And in this process in which we find ourselves and the universe saying, we're not clashing against you, we're showing you what you want, you are present. You are participating. You are awake. You are transmitting. You are receiving. You are in alignment. And the signs of encouragement come flooding in. And you're like, well, I know something's happening because I saw four black bananas and I saw three pink dolphins. I asked for a pink dolphin and there was a dolphin with a pink background. And then there was a lady wearing a pink shirt with a dolphin on it. And then there was a bumper sticker with a pink dolphin on it. And I know I'm in alignment. Okay. So what does the opposite of that feel like and look like? Well, asking, let's say that you ask for a white feather and then you go to a park where there's white birds with feathers. And you're like, look, I found this white feather. Yeah. If I go to the place where they make peanuts, I'm probably going to find some peanut shells. And if you love a photo on somebody's social media platform and then they call you, that's not them calling you. That's you triggering it. That's you forcing it. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when you're in an environment that you've created and live in, this is a huge factor. What do I mean by that? Do you get up and meditate? Do you have angels in your house? Do you have, like I have candles of Jesus the Christ in almost every room in my house. I have Buddha in almost every room in my house. I have the Bible. I have so many religious texts all over my house. I have candles, I have prayer beads under my bed, in my bed, crystals in the wheel beds of my car. I have, my whole house is a sanctuary to me. I listen to high vibrational music all day long. I meditate, I pray. And of course, I have to work. I work with my clients. I don't have to. I love to. Oh my gosh, I love when I look on my calendar and I'm just stocked full of calls. You guys just don't understand. Book calls with me. Trust me, I love them. I love to work with you guys. And so when you create this atmosphere in your home, you have a money corner, you have your energy corners, you have your fertility corners, you have your
your spell jars, you have all these things that you're creating an environment in, and then you are acting in that environment outside of the home, okay?
Then you, my friends, are in creating a life that you will see the benefits of in its perfect alignment.
I meditate. I eat foods that are alive, that were just plucked off a tree 2 days ago. I look after the moon patterns. I practice mindfulness. All of these are important to ease your anxiety and allow it to appear, because you see, you'll start focusing in that it's not here. And you'll start focusing in to where it isn't. And then that fear and the anxiety and that wanting to push it into the reality is always constant. Instead of the ebb and the flow, the yin and the yang of the reality in which you're manifesting in is broken. So when things are going wrong, the subject is all you focus on, and you create a deeper divide into the so-called wrong energy. Well, I lost a client, then I lost another client, then I lost another client, then I lost my position at the company, and then I lost my house, then I lost my car, and I lost my wife, and I lost my children. What are you focusing on? What are you not focusing on? You lost one client. That was it. It could have stopped right there. It could have stopped right there, and you could have said, that's perfect. The relationship with us has shown me this. I wish them the best in the world. And I know an even bigger and better client is right there waiting for me. Perfect. Instead of going down the list of the ways that they'll fail without you. That's just opposite of a manifesting manifester. Hey, real quick, manifesting manifestors, I am so damn proud of you. No matter how much life has thrown at you, you've made it this far. In order to release the past and what has held you back, you have to do more than listen to this podcast. You have to step up, you have to take action, and you have to invest in yourself so you can understand what you need to do to manifest the life you came here to create. Aren't you ready to move miles and not inches and to create the life that you've always dreamed of? Well, I've got the course, and this is the time. On January 4th of 2022, 12 people's lives will be forever changed because they enrolled in my live 6-week course, Alignment Exposed, Reboot and Level Up. I'm holding your seat right now. The shift starts here. Create your own unique, limitless plan for divine abundance and money and love and freedom and happiness. Finally connecting those dots of clarity, direction with the tools you need in a safe environment with 12 others on the same path. Alignment Exposed is the course that will change everything for you. Seats sell fast, I gotta be honest. So DM me right now or email me at info@MichelleJLamont. Do not waste another moment. Claim your seat, claim your abundance, and enroll right now. You are worthy. Stop arguing for your limitlessness and start investing in the future that you're ready to manifest.
For those of you, or those of us, me included, who were born or raised in an unsteady environment, maybe a physical, mental, emotional, vibrational, energetic, financial, unsteady, abusive, neglectful, discarded, not the American dream household. All of us were born and raised in this unsteady environment. What did we learn?
We learned how to not manifest. We learned sink or swim. In fact, I'm just going to put a little story in here. I remember when we lived in Agoura, California, and as a child, we lived all over. It's right outside of Calabasas. And we had a beautiful home, very exclusive neighborhood. And we had a pool. And my dad and my mom hired swimming coach, private swimming coach for Jacques, my older brother, myself, and my younger brother, William. I don't recall if David and Lorraine were born yet, but it is possible. They were a lot younger than me. So the swimming instructor comes out and he says, all right, kids, get in the pool. Okay. So we all get in the pool with our floaties on. And I can't remember the age, you know, younger than probably like first, second grade.
and says, all right, what you're going to do is you're going to put your hands together and you're going to put your feet together and you're going to stand on the side of the wall and you're going to kick and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And basic swimming instructions, like maybe pre-K, maybe first grade. I don't remember. And Jacques was older than me by 2 years, is older than me by 2 years, my brother Jacques. And he gets it right away. And I watch him and I'm fearless in the water. Like they call me pescadita, little fish. I was like Nemo. Never. You could never get me out of the pool. I grew up with a pool. I've always had a pool. I'm a water sign. I believe I was probably a dolphin or a mermaid in another life. I have to be in water every single day. I have to be surrounded by water. I have the ocean in my backyard and I'll just stand there and feel the ocean running through me. And I say, that's the universe, vibrational flow flowing through me, bringing me everything that I desire. Now, that said, I was never intimidated by jumping in water. So I jump in there and I'm a champion swimmer right off the get. But my brother, William, who is the most courageous of all of us, well, he used to be, definitely head first, think second energy, where Jacques is very cerebral and I'm kind of them in the middle. And so the instructor could not get William to get off of the first step. He screamed and he cried and he did this and he did that. And so my dad, after the third or second lesson or second or third, he couldn't tolerate it anymore, picked up William without his floaties in front of both of Jacques and I and the instructor and threw my little brother in the deep end, not even the shallow end, and didn't jump in after him. And we just watched like, what? And then he comes popping up like a cork, bobbing in the water, screaming and fluttering. And the swim coach person jumps over there and grabs William out of the water. So when I say sink or swim, I mean sink or swim. Or in that environment of do or do not, there is no try. Push yourself. Don't stop until you find a solution. The ease of anything is hard as fuck when you live that way. And as an entrepreneur, a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this, and I'm thankful for you guys because I'm an entrepreneur. And I think that you can achieve great wealth through entrepreneurship, and I'd love to show you how. Tap in and find your best clients, your dream money, your dream everything. Just book a 15-minute free call and let's get started. Is the ease of anything is how it will manifest. So when we try to manifest this energy, we are aligned with the twisting and the churning and the plotting and the manipulation of our existence. We're stuck trying to make conversations happen to dominate them. We're trying to take action to make things appear. We're reacting in anger when something isn't happening. Frustration. We're looking to every network we can find to connect ourselves. We're looking to take movement and action. All of these things are the opposite of ease. And when you're in alignment and you're in a collaborating universe and you and your God source energy have that big idea to allow that energy to flow, that alignment is incredible. And aligning our energy to balance in our reality is truly where the manifestation occurs. See, adjusting your energy means if someone insults you, you see them as broken, not breaking you. They make you angry. They make you feel like you're not enough. They make you feel pushed around. They make you feel unworthy. All of these things happen. And so in that flash of an instant, you fire back. Well, F you, or you flip somebody off or whatever it is, right? We've all done it. I've done it. That proves that you're not in alignment with your energy. That proves that ease is not the balance of you. That proves that you're a forced person. That proves that you're sink or swim energy. That proves that you are not collaborating, you're forcing. And the greatest thing and the hardest thing that I had to understand is that if it challenges you to see it as a win, then you're making moves of the positive direction, meaning
When this situation occurs, somebody tells you no, somebody embarrasses you, somebody belittles you, something isn't appearing in your reality, and so you try to force things, you try to make all the calls, you try to force everything to happen, and you just get slammed and slammed and slammed and slammed. You're 100% out of alignment with the truth of who you are, absolutely, energetically. And so in this environment, you are not collaborating with the universe. You're arguing with it. There must be dolphins in the backyard right now because Dolly's going bananas. I don't know if you guys can hear or not.
Muñeca.
So that's my dog, Dolly. And in Spanish, I mean, muñeca means Dolly, but she's really Dolly Parton Lamont. And then my other dog is Wayne Dyer Lamont. So when we are in that collaborative energy and the alignment starts to open up and things just seem to flow with ease, we're downhill. We're not swimming against the current anymore. The universe opens up wide and says, yes, baby, yes, baby, yes, yes, yes. Yes, baby, yes, baby, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, baby, yes, baby, yes, yes, yes. 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 Hey, hey, hey. And you got it, and you got it, and you got it, and you got it, because you just let it go. Fuck, does it feel good? And I am a pusher. I'm a doer. And this technique crushed me. It crushed me because I was not good at just letting shit go. I wanted to be the reason and the season and the why and the how and the who and the what. But the forcing and the forcing and the forcing and the forcing was getting things that I wanted, and then I would lose it. Why do you think that 79% of all lottery winners lose 90% of what they won within 3 years? They were only a vibrational match to the consistently pushing idea of winning the lottery. Win the lottery, 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 win the lottery. Right? They were not a vibrational match to financial abundance. They were not a vibrational match to financial balance. They were not a vibrational match to the money. So the money wasn't theirs, and so the money leaves. And then 3 years later, they're exactly where they are. Google it. It's not that you won. It's that you lost. And that's even more painful. Can you imagine winning all that money and not have changed one thing about your vibration? And so then within 3 years, you are back where you started. So when you are out of alignment and you are forcing things and you are pushing things and you are angry and anxious, and when somebody says something and it pisses you off and you react in anger, and you come home and you watch the news and you listen to what is going on in the world and you pay attention to that shit, your energy is causing a lower vibration, and therefore you cannot be in alignment with the ease of the universe. Like when I look outside and I see that water flowing, and it just flows and flows and flows right past my house. And I'll see a little duck sitting there floating down, or I'll see a dolphin popping up out of the water. There are these mullet fish that jump out of the water in spools of fish. Is that what they're called? Spools of fish. And they're all going with the current. And I feel myself wanting to be a part of that current. And I just stand there and imagine the ocean flowing right through me, through my energy, through my ribs, through my chest, through my stomach, through my arms, through my eyes, through my hair. And I put my hands in the air and I let that vibration flow through me. And I say, I am one with the universe, and the universe is one with me. And I allow my highest and best self to receive the highest and best self. And money flows to and from me easily. And so does every other vibration that I seek. Friendships, alignments, love, generosity, kindness, giving. I am protected. I am blessed. I am healed. Energy. I don't mess around. And the universe doesn't mess around with me. I've asked the universe one thing. Don't waste the time that I don't have. If something isn't for me, let me see it immediately. And as you know from other episodes,
if something doesn't seem right, I'll do a candle practice. I have about 50 different practices and rituals that I know. Or I'll do a crystal work, or I'll do a tarot. I only do oracle or angel cards. I don't do a tarot. Nothing negative, only light. Or I'll do a fasting. I always journal. I always have a gratitude journal. But I allow the allowing to allow. I don't fight. The only thing I would ever fight is for you. I would fight for you to hear this message. I would hold your hands and I would look you in the eyes and I would say, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And in this life, we, you and I, you and God, you and your angels, you and your family, have decided to be happy, have decided to live free, have decided to be abundant. And you're going to take all the inspired action that you need to take. And you're going to flow like the ocean and the wind and a bird on its sails, up and down, ebb and flow. And when the universe presents you with an opportunity to heal somebody, you don't fire back and bring them more fire. You retreat and you send them love. So in this episode, I want you to hear, the number one thing I want you to hear is, are you collaborating or conflicting or forcing it into your reality? And how to know the difference. And I would just ask that you please share this podcast with people that you love. And if somebody shared this podcast with you, you owe them a debt of gratitude. They truly want you to be happy. And as I hold this microphone, I'm envisioning your face. I look into your eyes with all of me and I say, I love you. And you are worthy and I forgive you. But do you forgive you? And you can forgive anything. As long as you don't do it again. Mwah. So, as we wrap up, and I have, after this week, 4 episodes, I have an idea that I'm going to be doing. And I want you guys to apply for Alignment Exposed. I want you to, if it's not December or time like that where you can enroll, I want you to enroll. I want you to work with me. I want to see you. I want to meet you. I want to meet you in any way I can, even if it's in my meditation. And when I pray for you tomorrow morning, like every morning, I want you to feel my love because it's God's love pouring from me into you. So until next time, I'm Michelle J. Lamont. Go manifest your miracle today. Hey, real quick, manifesting manifestors, I am so damn proud of you. No matter how much life has thrown at you, you've made it this far. In order to release the past and what has held you back, you have to do more than listen to this podcast. You have to step up, you have to take action, and you have to invest in yourself so you can understand what you need to do to manifest the life you came here to create. Aren't you ready to move miles and not inches and to create the life that you've always dreamed of? Well, I've got the course and this is the time. On January 4th of 2022, 12 people's lives will be forever changed because they enrolled in my live 6-week course, Alignment Exposed, Reboot and Level Up. I'm holding your seat right now. The shift starts here. Create your own unique, limitless plan for divine abundance and money and love and freedom and happiness. Finally, connecting those dots of clarity, direction with the tools you need in a safe environment with 12 others on the same path. Alignment Exposed is the course that will change everything for you. Seats sell fast, I gotta be honest. So DM me right now or email me at info@MichelleJLamont. Do not waste another moment. Claim your seat, claim your abundance, and enroll right now. You are worthy. Stop arguing for your limitlessness and start investing in the future that you're ready to manifest.